Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. When Jesus walked the earth, he was full of mercy and compassion. But that doesn't mean he didn't ruffle some feathers from time to time. He especially had a way of getting under the skin of the religious leaders of the day. A lot of the people in power didn't like his message of lifting up the poor and oppressed. In Matthew 20, his disciples ask him what kind of reward they will receive for following him. And Jesus responds, as he often did, with a parable. The story goes like this. A wealthy landowner hired some men to work in his field. After they had worked for a few hours, he saw there were several day laborers in town without work. Since there was more than enough work to go around, he called out to them to come work in his field. He did the same thing a little bit later in the day. Finally, late in the afternoon, there was only 1 hour left in the workday. They called this the 11th hour, the last hour of work. The landowner found even more men without work and invited them to come to his field and work for just 1 hour. Then the workday was over, and everyone lined up to receive their wages for the day. He started with the 11th hour workers, the ones who had done the least amount of work. But instead of paying them for just an hour, he paid them for a whole day. Needless to say, they were pleasantly surprised. Then he handed out wages to the rest of the workers. Everyone got a full day's wage. But there was a problem. The workers he'd hired at the beginning of the day were indignant. They'd worked all day and received the same wages as the guys who came in right at the end of the day. Did the landowner think that was supposed to be fair? In verse 15, the landowner says, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my money? Or are you envious because of my generosity? The last shall be first." Who do you identify with as you listen to this parable? Do you see yourself as the generous landlord? The lucky workers who got a full day's wage for only an hour of work? Or do you feel more like the all-day workers who broke their back in the field only to get the same pay as the 11th hour workers? They seem pretty concerned about fairness, and maybe they have a point. Some of us have grown up in church. We've spent time and money and energy to expand the kingdom of God. We've walked with him a long time, so it's hard to see ourselves as 11th hour workers who snuck in right at the end. But here's the thing. All of us are the beneficiaries of God's generosity. We have all been given something we don't deserve and rewarded for righteousness that is not our own. We are all the 11th hour workers. And how do the 11th hour workers feel? Lucky, blessed. They can't believe how good this landowner is, how generous he is to give much more than what they had earned. They are amazed. That's how we're supposed to feel. I hope our amazement at the goodness of God doesn't wear off with time. He's still just as good today as he was the day he called you into his family. His generosity is still amazing. Maybe we need to be reminded of just how good he is and all that his goodness means to us. Take a moment today and reflect on the goodness of God, on how he has dealt generously with you this week, this month, this year, throughout the course of your life. And let that knowledge spring forth into praise. Stay amazed by the goodness of God. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.